The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round three almost recap for this week's Palmetto Championship. And joining me to break it all down, it's Kyle Porter. KP, you are pinch hitting. We appreciate it. Mark is stuck at the golf course because they are in a rain delay and there are four golfers on the golf course.
It's like our round 2.98 recap. Yeah. We're almost done. What? I mean, man, nobody feel sorry for you and me watching golf all day, but why do rain delays happen on the final hole? It's the worst.
They blew the horn. I couldn't believe it, but thank you so much for hopping in. The storylines, there's actually a couple of really good storylines here. Chesson, yes. Hadley is playing 18. He has in fact teed off. He is in the fairway. He is four shots clear of Harris English. He is six clear of the guys in third place. This is a guy who has not won a golf tournament since the 2014 Puerto Rico Open. And he is out there snapping himself around this golf course, making birdies.
Yeah, I think there are three or four kind of main storylines for Sunday. And I think I'd like to see if you agree with this. I think Hadley against the field is probably number one. I mean, he's missed, you guys probably talked about this earlier in the week, but he's missed 9 of 11 cuts, I think, on PGA Tour. And now he's leading DJ. He's playing alongside DJ in the final pairing. DJ is not playing very well, but. And he's beating him, and he's beating everybody else in the field too. It's been impressive. I think you get a little concerned about the putting, right? It's been so hot, and I think the thing for Hadley that's going to be a problem on Sunday is if you start to miss those putts you're making, you make two bogeys in three holes, it gets going the wrong way. You don't have a ton of confidence built up, and I think I'm fascinated to watch how that plays out. I really do think that's probably the primary storyline is how does Hadley take on the rest of this field on Sunday afternoon?
He has about a half a hole left to play here on Saturday, but they mentioned this stat on the broadcast, KP. This season, four or more shot lead, you've won every single time. But I feel like I don't feel as confident. Like this is going to be the storyline of whether he can hold on to this thing.
John Rahm didn't win.
Well, technically.
I can't remember off the top of my head. Did they show who the other guys that had a four shot lead? Did Berger have a four shot lead? No, he
I can't remember.
He came from behind. I don't know.
Might have been one guy. I don't even know who it was.
I mean, Hadley's been just bad. It's not like he popped up and got a top 30 and then he missed a couple cuts. He's been miscut. And it's not, I mean, he's got some kind of horses behind him, right? You and I talked about this on HQ. It's a pretty diverse leaderboard, but you've also got DJ, you've got Tyrrell Hatton, who's just flushing it. I mean, I think he's number one tee to green so far this week. You've got Harris English, who's won this year, who's also had kind of a weird year. He doesn't have any top 10 since the Tournament of Champions, which he won.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're holding off. I don't know who finished runner up at that Puerto Rico Open one, but I'm guessing it wasn't, or that Hadley won. I'm guessing it wasn't DJ and Tyrrell Hatton.
Oh man, now I got to find out. It was, here we go, 2014 Puerto Rico Open. Oh, Danny Lee. Danny Lee finished runner up. He held off Danny Lee and Ben Martin to win that one. Let's do the Tane Lee stuff because we might never get another opportunity to do this with the scorecard that he's putting out there. The story you're going to hear is the Monday qualifier Tane Lee, who goes out and birdied four of his first five holes. Then he got to 13 and proceeded to play them bogey, bogey, double. That's 13, 14, 15. Made another bogey on 17. He currently has a drop that is under review because it looked a little hairy. And also, here's my favorite part, KP. He is ranked 1,882nd in the world, but that sounds like a lot. There are only 1,881 guys who have official world golf ranking points. So Tane Lee has the same number of OWGR points as you and I.
Yes. And to follow that up, the most OWGR points he's ever gained in a single tournament. I screwed this up on HQ. I said he finished T16 in the 2014 Belgian Challenge Championship. He actually finished T6 in the 2014 Belgian Challenge Open. I don't know how something is both a challenge and an open, but here we are. And that's his best finish ever. And now he's trying to beat, you know, DJ on a course that is, I don't know, I haven't watched all week. It seems kind of tough. And I think what you saw in that back nine was him realizing what was actually taking place. But I mean, listen, like, he's not going to win. There's still a lot to play for, right? I think we make this you and I talk about this all the time. We make it a binary thing. Him finishing T9 and getting into the Travelers is massive. I mean, that's a big deal, right? So I don't think he's another one of those three or four storylines that are really meaningful going into the final round on Sunday.
Yeah, I think he found a leaderboard and said, "Oh boy, I'm in the lead here." Things started spinning pretty quickly, I think, at that moment. I guess we got to talk about DJ. He's the number one player in the world. He was in the final group, and he is getting smacked around by Chess and Hadley in that final group. Four-shot difference here on Saturday. Just hasn't really looked sharp, hasn't looked like himself. This is kind of how DJ has been playing, I guess, since Riviera, where some days you just show up and he can't figure out the putter, and he's hitting it in awkward spots. He's one over par with a half a hole to play.
Have you ever, I mean, since, I guess the answer is yes, we have seen him hit it this poorly, but he had some shots on Saturday that you're just like, what is that? You know, like the shot he hit into the par 12, was 12 the par 5?
Correct, yes.
I think it is. And he did that like three or four holes in a row, and it was... Somebody tweeted at me that, remember the old DJ commercial, or tutorial where he's like, when you fade the ball, you just have to fade it.
Yeah.
and somebody tweeted at me after I sent out the screenshot of how, I mean, just that, I mean, it was a fade and then a more fade and then just kept fading. And here it is on his scorecard if you're watching on YouTube. But I was shocked to see him hit the ball that poorly on Saturday. And he's still kind of in it. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, he's not 15 back or anything. He's kind of, if you birdie is 18, yeah, what is he? He's not going to get into the final pairing, but
no, he'd be maybe five back, depending on what Hadley does, maybe five back, and
yeah,
only maybe one back of second. So if Hadley really does implode, he'd be there to hang around.
Has this week given you confidence about him at the US Open? Are you more confident about how he's going to play at Torrey now than you were on Wednesday?
I think so. Yeah, I think that DJ is kind of Rory, where I think momentum means a lot. And I think once he gets that swagger a little bit and he's feeling good about himself, he turns unstoppable. And we didn't see that on Saturday, but the fact that we saw it for basically two rounds where – When he's a runaway freight train, he's impossible. So yes, I think I'm happier now than I was 3 days ago.
I think that's right for me. It's so hard to get the most recent round out of your head, you know, like when we're watching this stuff. And some of those iron shots, man, I just they weren't small misses, you know. And so you're like, what? And that's kind of been he just hadn't been that sharp from tee to green for 4 months, you know? So I think I'm with you, but I'm still a little iffy on Torrey.
Well, let's see what our friends over at William Hill have to say about the rest of this Palmetto Championship. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
And we're back. It is, of course, KP, Chesson Hadley, -125, which I got to tell you, a four-shot lead with essentially 18 holes to play. It seems like it should be bigger than that. -125 over with our friends at William Hill. Harris English, 3-1. Dustin Johnson, 6-1. So if you think that Hadley's coming back to the field, you can get a little bit of value on the number one player in the world or the guy that just won the Tournament of Champions.
What was Rahm after hit? I mean, it would have been
-1,000, I believe he was. You had to lay so 1,000 to win 100.
Yeah. Nickels in front of steamrollers.
Exactly right.
Give me Tyrrell Hatton there. That's my guy right there.
20-1. 20-1.
If I got to pick Johnny Vegas at 80-1, that would be crazy. Hatton, he made 3 eagles on Saturday. Justin Ray had a great stat. It's like the 295th round this year without a birdie on the PGA Tour, but the only one in the 60s. How good is that stat?
It's an amazing stat. 67.
It's awesome.
Not a single birdie, 3 eagles and a double on the card. The rest pars.
He's hitting it well. He's first in strokes gained tee to green and like 67th or something out of 70 or 69 in putting. So if you're just looking at the math of it, and sometimes I think we put too much stock into that stat, but when it's somebody like Hatton, I think it's actually meaningful because the tee to green he can continue doing that, right? It's not as if, you know, Johnny Vegas is leading the field from tee to green. It's Tyrrell Hatton, and he's flushing it. And I don't know. I think 20-1 on him from 7 back is with only really one guy out there is a pretty good number.
I got to get us out of here and we can talk about this on Sunday night, but your very quick thoughts that John Rahm has tweeted. He is out of protocol. He's ready to rock and roll for tournament.
So I said this on HQ. I think we're going to like overplay it a lot, but here's the thing. And Xander said this at Memorial. He said, I haven't played tour yet because I didn't want to play it in non US Open conditions. And what that tells me is that it's actually really, this, if you're watching on YouTube,
it's insane.
Yeah. This is crazy. You can tell when guys take back their social media accounts from their agent or from their manager, right?
Yeah.
This was definitely an instance in which that
happened. Correct.
So I think it's really meaningful to play a major champion at practice rounds in general. If you're playing Monday at Colonial, whatever, like it is what it is. I think it's pretty meaningful, especially at a place where you go to and it's so different than when you normally go to it. Mm-hmm. Right. And we heard guys talk about this at Kiowa, man, having a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it leading into the week was like vital, was really important. And I do think that having that prep work, especially for somebody like him who knows the course but doesn't know it as a US Open course, is actually pretty meaningful. So yes, we will over torque it, but I don't think it's unimportant.
All right, that'll do it. Round 3 recap for this week's Palmetto Championship. There are 4 golfers currently on the course. We'll see if they'll be able to finish up on Saturday evening, but we'll be back Sunday evening to break it all down and look forward to Torrey Pines and the U.S. Open. But for now, let me thank producer Jacob. He does all the hard work behind the scenes. That right there, KP, big time pinch hit tonight. Thank you, Kyle Porter. You can find him on Twitter at Kyle Porter CBS, and you can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut, and we'll catch you next time. We'll
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.